This is part one of a previously recorded two-part Live and Local interview. It's time for another episode of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Kind of you to join us today. Infotech is one of AIM's biggest events of the year. And this year, their keynote speaker is Mike Smith. He's an international-level public speaker, and he's got local ties to the nonprofit world. He's the co-founder of the nonprofit Rabble Mill, based in Lincoln and Omaha. And he's with me here on Live and Local. Mike, thanks for joining me today.
Of course, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, can you give us an overview of what Rabble Mill is and what it does for the youth?
Of course. So Rabble Mill is that's the nonprofit. That's the 501c3, and it's got four programs. We actually just launched a new program on Friday, but our first program that I'll talk about is the Bay, which is this local indoor youth space that I started a decade ago. So it's a skate park, coffee shop, concert venue, community art space, open till midnight. During the pandemic, we took our skate music and digital curriculum that we were doing, and we were able to do that statewide across Nebraska. And so we started, you know, skating with kids out in western Nebraska, Oakland Craig, Schuyler, these tiny towns. It was just an awesome experience. We basically were able to sort of just pivot what we do and move that online, and we're excited to get back to skating in our space. But so there's the Bay. That's one program of Rabble Mill. Another program that we launched this fall is called Rabble Media, and that is a for youth, by youth, Gen Z platform. So we've got web content. We really took on the Get Out the Vote campaign this year and really pushed young people to vote and care and learn and register and be active and just understand your community and what policies were happening. And so we pushed hard at the start of the fall with our Get Out the Vote campaign. And then now Rabble Media is covering arts and culture. And we're really just trying to give kids a platform and a place to tell stories the way that they want to tell stories. Gen Z's telling stories differently than the way that millennials did. And so it's fun to be able to create a platform where they get to kind of creatively be themselves and come up with different things and weird things. And we're excited to really push that unique passion and help cultivate the skills around it. So that's Rabble Media. Another program of Rabble Mill is called Skate for Change. And this kind of came from, I was a social worker before I started the Bay, and I just started skating around giving socks and beanies and bottles of water to the homeless as part of my job. And then when I stopped being a social worker and started the skate park, I just kept doing that thing, just kept doing that component in our community. And, you know, kids would be like, hey, can I skate with you? And then kids in other cities would see it because we were posting on the internet, like we were going out every Sunday and doing Skate for Change. And it kind of just caught on. And then kids all across the planet started creating Skate for Change chapters. It was like from Africa to Europe to Asia to Central and South America. Kids everywhere were really just like started seeing how easy it was to grab your backpack full of some socks or bottles of water or whatever and just skate and give back. And so Skate for Change has given millions of socks out over its decade of being around. Schools do sock drives. We do this thing called Socktober, where we raise as many socks as we can in October and give them out before the winter months. And so Skate for Change is a really fun, just it's skateboarders giving back, and we're rebranding that this year. It's going to be a little bit more skateboarding, activism, and storytelling. And then Friday, this last week, we actually announced a partnership with Lincoln Public Schools for our fourth program, which is called Bay High. And so we're opening up a focus program high school in Lincoln, and it's focused on, you know, the creative industries of skateboard and music and fashion. But really what we're teaching kids is these future skills of, you know, the Adobe suite. It's how to film, how to edit, how to podcast, how to, you know, copyright, how to be a storyteller, a coder, a designer. And so all of those industries, skateboarding, music, and fashion, have so many creative skills and talents and passions just baked into them naturally. And so we're excited to use those three creative industries as the vehicle to teach kids these skills through Bay High. And so we'll open Bay High with Lincoln Public Schools fall of 2022, and that'll be to 100 students. So it'll be 50 juniors and 50 seniors. And so it'll be a focus program high school here in Lincoln, Nebraska. And so that's really our four kind of programs under Rabble Mills: the Bay, Rabble Media, Skate for Change, and then Bay High.
You've been doing this long enough now, getting a decade plus in on this, that you've got kids who aren't kids anymore. They've actually grown into adulthood. Can you grace us with an anecdote or two of some folks who have come back to you and said, man, that made all the difference for me?
Well, if you just watch the Bay High video that we put out, you can kind of see it in that. There's the main character in it. In this commercial we shot, his name is Wulu, and he is a kid who grew up skating at the Bay and just grew up one of our, just a kid that was a part of our community, you know, and it was a place where he went every day and he built his friendships. And today he's got, you know, 1.3 million followers on TikTok. He's got brands, you know, that love sending him free stuff. He's got an awesome job working at a skate shop. And he's just a great kid who's making a really positive impact culturally in our community. He's got his own pop-up thrift event that he does, that he hosts out of our space. And he's, to kids in our community, he's somebody that a lot of kids look up to. And he really is kind of the trajectory of a lot of our kids. Like, he came to the space when he was young because he loved to skate. It grew into a career, and it's now, you know, he's not a pro skateboarder by any means, but because he's good at creating content and filming and TikTok and making videos and like all of the creative skills around skateboarding as well as skateboarding has given him a career. And so I think he's a perfect example of someone who's, you know, 20 years old, took his love for skateboarding.
Join me tomorrow at 7:45 a.m. and 3:44 p.m. for the conclusion of this live and local interview.